7:09 at 55 KRC. This is the morning show. It's a Friday morning. I'm Jerry Thomas.
I am Craig Kopp.
And we have been talking about hurricanes a lot lately and figuring it's just a normal thing. Come to find out after reading this news story that maybe it's not just a normal thing.
That's why we're going to talk with Ronald Wineland now. He is the founder of Church of God, PKG, in Toledo. Ronald, or Reverend, good morning to you.
Yes, it's just Ronald. That's fine.
Okay, and Church of God, PKG, the PKG stands for?
It's just for preparing for the kingdom of God.
Okay, and you are saying these tornado hurricanes that we've had lately and the bad weather and other things are telling us that the end of the world is near?
Well, I think in the press release that the publicist sent out, he talked about some of those things, the individual that wrote that, but basically talking about how that different people have talked about how the hurricanes, earthquakes and so forth, people get excited or times that maybe this is a sign of the end. And this is coincidental with things that are taking place that are coming up to an end time here within the next 4 years, possibly beginning as early as this late this year and early next year. But if we have four more hurricanes hit the United States this year, that would be a definite sign that this is going into that period of time much more quickly.
A sign based on what? Is this biblical prophecy?
Yes, it is. It primarily, the things that are going to take place have to do with greater cataclysms as far as nature is concerned, and especially terrorism that's going to strike the United States, but the things that are covered in this book, The Prophesied End Time.
Now, do you consider yourself a prophet of God?
Yes, I do.
Is that something that is self-proclaimed? Did God tell you that you're a prophet? Well, how do you deduce this?
No, it was given by God through His Spirit. But again, that's something that the book goes into and talks about in part. But the only proof of that, obviously, would be in the validity of the book when these things begin to take place.
True. But you'll have to admit that there are a lot of people who are out there making prophecies and predictions, and many of them are mentally deficient, you know, alcoholics, or
yep,
a number of things.
That's right.
How can we now say, well, we know that Ronald Wineland is okay?
Just because you're nice, seem like a nice guy.
Yeah.
How do we know?
Well, you won't until these things begin to happen. That's the whole point, and that's what the book talks about. I understand that people hear things like this, think, well, here's another weirdo, another crackpot, or whatever. But this book is very much to the point and talking about events, especially events of terrorism that are going to take place in this country that are prophesied, that are going to be on a massive scale far, far greater than 9/11. And we're talking about hundreds of thousands of people that are going to be affected by this.
Now, if you are a believer, I would guess this wouldn't make much of a difference to you, would it? It's going to happen, but it's all taken care of for you, right?
I'm not following your question.
Well, the end times. If you're a believer in God and whatever you believe, I guess would be the bottom line here. You wouldn't have to worry about the end times. So what? It just means you're going to get to God quicker. So what's the concern? You're not going to try to protect yourself against the end times.
Well, there's not myself nor anyone else can do anything to prevent what's coming, and what happens to us, where we happen to be when some of these things take place, there's nothing we can do to prevent that. There are things we can do once these things begin to happen, and that's what a lot of this book is about. It's about an age-old story of turning to God, of repenting of what we have done, turning toward Him, and that's what He's getting ready to do after 6,000 years, is to humble this earth and begin to reveal Himself to mankind, because for 6,000 years, man has rejected God, even today's traditional Christianity, and is still rejecting God. They think they're following Him. They call Him Christ, but they don't understand what that means. And that has to do with Him being anointed to become a king. But He didn't come the first time to be a king. He came as a Passover lamb.
The book is called The Prophesied End Time, and you are the writer, or would you say God is the writer?
Well, I wrote it, but inspired by God, yes.
Okay. Can you take a question from one of our listeners here?
Sure.
Okay. Steve, you're on the radio.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Fine.
A question for you, sir. A lot of people want to believe whatever we're experiencing is the end time. What about the Black Plague in Europe that wiped out about a third of the population, or World War II, which killed about 40 million people? Don't you think maybe people at that time would have said these are signs of the end?
Absolutely, and a lot of people did. When cataclysms have happened on the earth, people feel that that's the end time because the Bible talks about it through so many scriptures, the Old and New Testament. But the reality is, and even when you talk about different wars, just like World War II, it was a prophecy concerning an end time, but it was only the sixth point in time that a revival of Europe was going to take place. There's prophesied a seventh revival, one more revival, and then that is the end. And that's what we're coming up to, a World War III.
Ah, well, thank you for the call. We get back to this in World War III, and you are sure you know how the world will end, so we'll get all that covered as we continue on with Ronald Wineland. The book is called The Prophesied End Time. Is this available online in bookstores?
They can go to major bookstores and get it. They may have to order it because it's just been released, but if they want to, they can go to the website, which is the-end.com, or it's actually the-end.com, and request a free copy if they'd like to from listening to the program today. But they need to make sure they don't just go to the order page because there's a price for it. But if they go to the contact page and just request a free copy with their name and address, we'll send them one.
Wow. Can't beat that deal. We'll continue in just a moment with Ronald Wineland and the book, The Prophesied End Time. 715, 55 KRC. At 720 at 55 KRC, we continue our conversation with Ronald Wineland. He has written a book called The Prophesied End Time, and the website that you get more on it or order it, the-end.com. I was just on your website, and it claims, you claim on the website that one-fourth of the Bible is devoted to the predicting or talking about the end of the world. And you say we're into it right now, and it's going to be started with World War III. What can you tell us about World War III?
Well, actually, it leads into World War III, but the things that begin here in the United States and Great Britain, primarily through acts of terrorism. And that's what trying to help people understand as it begins to happen and as they're going through it so they can comprehend why these things are happening like this on such a massive scale. And just like CNN here recently has been running a special concerning nuclear weapons that they fear are coming into the United States or can come into the United States through these crates, on whether it be on the West Coast or East Coast, all the experts talk about it's not a matter of if it's going to happen. They believe it is going to happen, and they're preparing accordingly.
Now, do we know when? Do you have a feeling about that, when this is going to happen?
Within the next 4 years, these events will begin to escalate, natural events as well as terrorism, and they'll just get closer together, and they will increase in intensity as they go along.
And I noticed some questions in the press release we got from you about the upcoming presidential race, whether Kerry wins or whether Bush wins. Well, isn't that preordained by God under your idea who's going to win and what the outcome will be? Doesn't make much difference.
Yeah, it doesn't make much difference who is going to be in office at the time, correct. It's still going to happen.
Can you explain why God, and I've heard this asked before, God lets bad things happen?
Well, because from the very beginning, 6,000 years ago, when he put the first two people on the earth, at that point in time, he made man a free moral agent. Man has the freedom of choice. And the whole history of the Bible is 6,000 years that God gave to man, that man has continually rejected God. So, yes, he gives the man the capacity for good and evil. He has the ability to reject God or to accept him, but man's story is that he won't accept God. So man has brought the things we've suffered through the ages upon himself, and that's exactly the story here at the end. Man is doing this to himself, and Scripture shows that if God didn't intervene here at the very end of the last 3.5 years of this process, that man would annihilate himself. That's the kind of power we have on the earth.
If the entire world, the entire population of the world, accepted God as you see it being a proper acceptance, would there be no end time?
Well, man won't. That's the story.
But if they did, would it change things?
Absolutely. Just like Jonah when he went to Nineveh, the whole God was going to punish the Nineveh, and they repented. But man won't repent as a whole when it comes to this way of life, to God's truth.
And the other flip side of that, there are a lot of people who, I'm guessing from what you're saying, think they've repented, and you're saying they haven't.
That's exactly right.
Ronald, I have to ask you this. You said the beginning of the end in the next 4 years, if I heard you correctly. When is it going to end then?
Well, somewhere along this point in time, it can begin as early as, again, this year still, or even the beginning of next year, especially 2005. When events begin that are a far greater cataclysm, just like right now, hurricanes have come and gone. But if we get hit much more strongly and the other events follow that right on its heels and we begin to get pounded like that, then we'll have started into a process that's leading up to a point where two individuals are going to come on the scene and even greater things are going to start taking place. And that will be the last 3.5 years when you see two of God's prophets come on the scene. God says that there will be two end-time prophets. They're called two witnesses and two prophets through Scripture. When they come on the scene and begin telling the world why these things are happening more powerfully, then people will have the ability to know. They really won't accept it as a whole, God said, but they will have the ability, and there will be people who begin to repent and change.
Are you one of the two?
I don't know yet.
Let me ask you this. Aren't we supposed to see the Antichrist before all this happens?
Well, there are so many ideas, and just like these things here, people hear things like this, and they think, oh, another weirdo, another crackpot, because people have heard so many things. It's like, wolf, wolf, and people have heard it so long that they candidly a lot of times just get turned off and throw it away and think, well, here's another one coming on. But that's why this book was written, so that people will know when these things begin to come to pass that, hey, this was written, this was said, and this has to be the case.
All right. The book is called The Prophesied End Time, and it's by Ronald Wineland, and you can look into it on their website at the-end.com. Hey, Ronald, thank you for talking with us
today.
Well,
thank you for having me.
Hope we have a chance to talk again, if you know what I'm saying.
You bet. Call me back.
Okay.
All righty.